Are you tired of feeling like you have to hide your faith in order to be successful in business? Welcome to the Flamingo Advantage Podcast, where Christian marketing and client experience coach Katie Horner leads you to embrace your uniqueness, to see the marketplace as a mission field and your business as an act of worship. Welcome back to the Flamingo Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Horner, and I have a very special woman with us today as my guest. This is someone who started taking some art classes in midlife, and it really changed her world, changed her life. And I'm excited to dive into this confidence that this has brought out in her to be able to use her art to get her message to the world, and also to be able to create a business out of it under some kind of unique circumstances. So join me in welcoming Joanne Miller. Such a pleasure to have you today.
Thank you so much, Katie. It's great to be here. It's an honor.
And we didn't plan this at all. If you're watching on the video, you'll see us both in teal. So we've completely color coordinated today without even intending to. And I can't wait to see what other surprises God brings up.
Yeah, I think we both like to make a statement with the way we look, the way we dress, the way we talk, whatever. Even to the glasses, as I told you before, I have teal glasses too, but I chose not to wear them today because I think I can do better right now without my glasses. But yeah, we're making a statement. You only live once, make a statement.
That's right. Dress for a party every day, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I would love to hear how you got into art, how it became a business for you, and a little bit more of your story. So how about we just start there?
All right. This has been well over 2 decades ago. I turned 50. I had kind of what I think is such a harsh way to say it, but a midlife crisis. It truly does happen to women, but also to men, but particularly to women who face empty nest and who have devoted all of their lives prior to that, or their married lives anyway, to raising children, supporting husband, starting a business, all of this kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, your last child leaves the nest. You're looking in the mirror and it isn't the same person you were in that mirror 20 years before. And also I was dealing with a lot of depression and a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. I don't know if you were aware of that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I had a lot of issues going on at that time. So 50 was a very rough year for me. I knew I had to do something, and I had to do it for myself rather than finding my happiness through everybody else. That's a hard thing for people pleaser like me. So I randomly, although I don't believe in coincidence, I think God placed in front of me an article in the newspaper about a class that was being offered at the local recreation center. And it was an art class. It was called Drawing from the Right Side of the Brain. I'd never heard of that. I had never taken art other than maybe when I was a child with crayons and paper. So it was something that just sounded like, you know, this might be fun and I could do it for myself. So I started going to art classes. At first, it was very difficult. And there were times when I thought to myself, I'm 50 years old. I don't need this. I'm out of here. I seemed like I needed the challenge. I needed something from that. I know now what all I needed. Then I wasn't quite so sure because it was all new to me. It was difficult. It didn't come naturally to me. I started taking that class in 2002, and I took it for 12 years. Because I was afraid not to. I know that sounds odd, but to me, that was my two and a half hours every Monday night to myself. Nobody else needed to be taken care of. I could do what I wanted to do, and it became easier and easier. Finally, my art teacher decided that she would put me in with the painters because that's normally the progression of her classes. They would go from the drawing, usually after about 6 weeks, into painting. I was afraid to paint. I, at that point, knew I could draw some. I kept it up and learned a lot about myself during that time, Katie. It was a time of renewed self-confidence, discovering I had more inside me than I thought I did. And because of that, it gave me the confidence to start writing some poetry, which turned into my first children's book. And then from there, every year, I did another children's book. I did 4 in a series there, and then I did another one later. So I've written 5 children's books, and I did 2 grown-up books, and I just became a different person. It was amazing. The things that I had inside myself that I had no idea, that's led to more speaking, more podcasting, more selling my art, teaching. That's another thing. In my 60s, I started actually teaching art. And I found, oh my gosh, I'm a really good teacher. I love this. And so now my goal, my primary purpose is to help other women who reach midlife and think don't have anything else going for them to recognize you've got so much more inside yourself than you think you do. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
I love that story and the progression and just God feeding you those little things, little by little by little, taking you on that journey. First the drawing, then the painting, then the writing. And now you've got books published and you're selling art. Like, it's become its own business and also a ministry tool. And I know your heart is big to mentor women as well. And it's just amazing to me. And we say never too late, never too old. And I think that's the thing too. Like, time doesn't mean anything to God. And when we can just embrace what he's doing in our lives, we can look forward to that next step with expectation and fewer of those excuses. So,
absolutely. And I do hear women say, well, I'm too old to learn something new, or I don't have it in me. I can't draw a stick figure. Oh, I'm not artistic. I'm not creative at all. I can't draw a stick figure. Seriously? If we believe truthfully that God is the greatest creator and that we are made in his image, then that just stands to reason. We're all creative. And we are. From the moment we get up in the morning and we decide how we're going to dress, how we're going to put on our face, how we're going to style our hair, how we're going to plan our day, our meals, rearrange a room, whatever. We are creative in so many ways. And to tell me that you can't draw a stick figure to me is just a challenge. Oh, well, yeah, you can. Yes, you can. You need a few basic principles, guidelines. I don't like to say rules because I think every artist has their own set of rules. But there are some guidelines that help you. And I love teaching people that, because right after that first class that I do, everybody's amazed. Oh, I can't believe I did that. I just did this yesterday. And I had a student here, a friend of mine, who wanted to learn to draw. And so I am teaching her one-on-one. And she was amazed at what she could do. It gives you that renewed enthusiasm and a little bit of a boost of self-confidence that you might really need. Everybody needs it.
Yeah. And I think that's true in business too, that we think, oh, I could never do that. I could never start a business, or I could never figure out how to send emails through an email campaign, or, you know, oh, I could never market that way or create a video, or like, there's all the things, right? But you can, if you start with changing the belief that you can, and then finding the right help.
Yes. Wasn't that Henry Ford who said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. And that's so true. We talk ourselves into believing that we can't do things that we really can if we want to work hard enough. And that's the key. It takes work. Nothing comes easy. It took a lot of work to discover, to uncover the fact that I could be an artist or a writer, and especially a published writer or a teacher. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of looking into the inner self and discovering things about myself that I didn't know was there. And everybody's got it. We've been told many times, I'm sure, that we'll use about 10% of our brain. There's a lot more there to use. And if we delve a little bit more into that right brain, it helps you not only to have renewed confidence, but I am totally convinced that it helps you become healthier. You trust your gut more frequently. You become less depressed or feeling lonely. I never get bored. Sometimes I wish I could have a little boredom. There's always something to do. You can be so creative in so many areas of your life. I just love it.
Yeah.
And it's a new me that I'm really happy about.
That's so fun. Talk to us about the transition and thinking about this as something fun I get to do for me versus now using it to actually earn an income and thinking of it a little bit more as a business. Or maybe you don't think of it as a business. Like, what's been that progression?
My husband, whom you know very well, is the consummate entrepreneur. And to him, when he's looking at any new idea or seeing me come up with a new idea or whatever, the first thing he's thinking is, how can we monetize that? Typical entrepreneur, how can we make a business out of that? And I've really balked at that because that's, in some respects, takes the joy out of it for me. Most artists, and I've seen this over and over again, they love doing their art. They love creating, whether it's a writer or an artist of any venue or genre. The marketing of that, the selling of their product is difficult. I'm no exception to that. And I'm married to somebody who knows how to sell, how to market, how to do all of those things. And I've done some of it, Katie. I have. And I've certainly sold quite a bit of art. But the joy that I get most is in teaching other people how to discover more that they've got inside. And especially women. What so many of us really devote so much of our time to raising a family that we derive most of our happiness through making others happy. And it took a lot of soul searching to discover how deeply I was entrenched in that particular train of thought. Mm. I loved it. I'm not going to say that I regret at all what I did in raising my family and devoting so much time to them. Not at all. I loved every minute of it. Well, mostly there were a few that I could delete. But in the process, I did lose myself. And I think a lot of women do. And I think taking on something else, and it doesn't have to be art, but having something where you have a purpose in life makes you excited about life. It makes you trudge on and doing other things, delving deeper inside you, and makes you a happier and healthier individual. Mentally, physically. Interestingly, you know, going back to when I was 50 and I had that diagnosis of MS, I'm at a stage in my life where I've learned better how to handle stress, for one thing. I've learned better how to manage life in a way that I can listen to other people's, including my children and my grandchildren, to their issues, to their problems, and to the things that are going on in the world around me. And I don't feel like I've got to fix it all. I can still be a good sounding board. I can be enthusiastic about life to other people and help them see the brighter side. And in so doing, my health has so improved. It's been many years since I've had an exacerbation. And the last test that I had, which was 3 years ago, there were no signs in all the MRIs that I had any illness.
Wow.
Was I healed? Was I misdiagnosed? Who knows? I think it's a combination of a lot of things, and yeah. I'm in a better place.
I loved what you said there about business. Sometimes when you're doing something for money, it can make it feel like it takes the joy out of things. I know that's been true with some of my kids. I've got some that have some artist bent in them and have tried to do some things for money to start a little business with. And her comment was, "Mom, when I have to produce every month, it's no fun anymore." And so how have you overcome that, or how do you sidestep that and still find the joy in the art, even though you have made it a business?
I think what I have found, and let me explain too, that we moved here to Florida 3 years ago. Prior to that, I led an art group at our place on our property I started that in 2011. And that's when I actually started then teaching basic drawing classes. I loved that. I thought I would replicate it down here. It has not happened. And what has happened is that I have recognized that there are seasons for specific things in our lives. I have found out so much about my creative self and my art, doing art, painting, drawing, crafts, anything like that. I love doing it, but I've done very little of that down here. Instead, I have transferred all that creative energy into my writing. And okay, here goes another business idea. Right now, I'm writing a novel. When you write a book, you usually, anyway, try to make some money with it. I hope to. I'm not sure where this is going to go, but this novel is based on a lot of the things that happened to me and how a woman who gets to midlife discovers that she has so much more inside her by going to an art class. And the things she learns about herself and how many of the principles of art you can apply to life principles. This is exciting to me. I want to sell this. I want to help women see that there is so much more out there beyond midlife, because that can be a tragic time for a lot of women. And the thing I see so much, and it's not just women, it's men too. They reach that point in their lives and they no longer feel like they have a real purpose. If we don't have purpose, we tend to slide downhill. It's like on the way out, and I don't intend to go there.
I told my kids when I hit 40 that I was never going to be any older than 40. So it makes it really easy for them to tell people how old mommy is.
I love that. I love that. You know, really, it's a number. We all know that. That's kind of a cliche. But there's a lot to the fact that we don't have to act that number. And we do that mostly by being happy and excited about life. I don't watch the news. I don't let the world politics and the world situation dictate how I'm going to feel about life. I have been so healthy and so much happier since I turned off the television and stopped listening to the radio. And if something really tragic happens, I'll hear about it because everybody else is listening. But I kind of lose myself in my own little world of creativity and helping other people. And that's my purpose. It's exciting.
Love it. Yeah. And you share about this too in your book, Creating a Haven of Peace, which we want to be sure people know. The link for this will be in the show notes today, as well as the link to Joanne's website, joannefmiller.com. But that creating a haven of peace, I really think like being intentional with what we allow into our heads is a big part of that. And while we don't have the news on a regular basis in our home, my kids know if we go to travel, television is the last thing we're going to do if we get to a hotel room somewhere, right? Very rarely do we ever have it on. And it's just guarding what goes into your head that way so that you can focus on what's at hand and what's so important.
Absolutely. I know too many people who are just frightened, depressed, upset, and angry because of all the news media, all the things that's going out there. And when it comes right down to it, and I know you feel, I'm sure you feel this way too, Katie, I can influence the people in my home, my friends, my community. I cannot influence anybody in the White House, any celebrity of any kind. I'm not going to have any impact on them. So I have to start with my family and beyond that and do what I can to help that little sphere be at peace and be at harmony with the world. And you can't do that if you are so frightened and angry about everything else that's going on out there.
That's very true. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us today, Joanne. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. I wonder, though, if there's one thing that you want to leave folks with, they could remember one thing or take away one thing from today. What's the most important thing you want to leave us with?
I think it was George Bernard Shaw said, life isn't about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. And I believe we can do that. We have the power within us. God wants the very best out of us. And so if you have a hard day, a depressing day, an off day or year, straighten up that crown and remember whose child you are.
Thank you so much. It's been a joy to have you today. I wish I could reach through and just give you a hug. but we'll be back.
Next time I see you. Yes.
Yeah. We'll be back together again soon. Thank you so much for being our guest today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Katie. It's been a pleasure for me too.
For all of you listening, again, we want to send you to Joanne's website at joannefmiller.com. You can check out her children's books there, her books, her artwork, her coaching and mentoring all the things that she does and connect with her and follow up. Creating a Haven of Peace, though, highly recommend that. If you are so inclined to get that book, check it out. It's going to be a blessing to you. And remember, your message matters. You do have a purpose and you get to create it. It's your choice. We'll see you in the next episode. Until then, stay pink, my friends.
If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend and consider joining our free listener community at theflamingoadvantage.com. Remember, my friends, your message matters and your voice is needed. Don't be afraid to let your flamingo show.